Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
You know, I really wish these days would never end, because it's just the amount of knowledge that we learn from our heroes is just incredible. And they all specialize in their fields, and they all continue to just impress us with the feedback that we get from our listeners, like the recent ones we had of Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank. Keep those feedback coming. And also to Mo Vaughn, the famous legend for baseball, and, you know, to see what he's doing now of building a company within the clothing industry. So make sure you check out our website, alliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. Well, I got to tell you, we're going to talk with a real specialist who knows her area extremely well. I'm going to have her steal the thunder of what it is, but I got to tell you, it's something, and it's actually scary, because it's an epidemic. I think, right, it's pretty safe to say it's an epidemic. Either you have it, you probably will get it, unfortunately, if you don't take care of yourself sometime in your life. Some children are actually now born with it, and you probably definitely know someone who has it. And our specialist today is Kim Minert, and she can be reached at kimminert.com. That's K-I-M-M-I-N-E-R-T, Kim Minert. And she is a CD. Now, she's going to explain what a CD is. So, Kim, with that, first of all, what's a CD?
Well, David, thank you for having me today. A CD is something that I made up myself. And as an entrepreneur, I can do that, right?
Yes, you can.
And it's a certified diabetic. And I just wanted to have some designation to make me seem more professional.
Now, tell me about this, because again, it is, Kim, is it safe to say it's an epidemic?
It is absolutely an epidemic. And what's interesting is people think that only people who are overweight get diabetes, but actually 4 in 10 normal weight people are pre-diabetic in the United States today.
And it wasn't always like that. So what's gone wrong along the way?
Well, there's several things that we attribute to that. And of course, these are theories. But one of the theories is that the low fat movement in the 70s caused people to be hungrier because they weren't allowed to eat fat, which keeps us full. So they consumed more sugar and more carbohydrates, which taxes the system and causes the pancreas to basically wear out.
Kim, what's the worst thing that someone can eat? I mean, you know, is it boiled down to sugar or what?
It really is. It's sugar and carbohydrates that are chains of sugars that basically turn into sugar in your mouth. And one thing that's so interesting is many things that are touted in the stores today as healthy food, like Special K cereal, cornflakes. Cornflakes turn to sugar in your body faster than table sugar does. And yet, we've been feeding our kids cornflakes for breakfast for years.
Right, we thought that's the cereal who would have thought?
Right, it's healthy, it's not coated with sugar, but it actually is sugar. So we have cereals and orange juice, which is pure sugar, and then milk, which has a lot of lactose in it. So we're giving our kids pure sugar to start their day.
Okay, so what happens when people go to your website and that? And again, it's Kim Minert, and let me spell that out for you, K-I-M-M-I-N-E-R-T.com. Or, of course, we'll have the link on our website, alliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com, so you'll be able to go there too. What do they find out?
When they go to my website, they find that there's hope. Our acronym for HOPE is healthy, optimistic, proactive, and equipped. And you learn what you need to do to manage diabetes, to prevent diabetes, and to even reverse it. And there's places that you can go to get help, to get encouragement, to get someone to cheer you on, people who have done it before and can show you how to do it yourself.
Which is really what people need. Now, if someone is not a diabetic, but certainly because of the epidemic that's going on and they know somebody, it could be somebody close to them. Is it something that they could still use your services?
Absolutely, because what I can do is help people eat well and cook well for themselves and their families. So if they have a loved one who's been diagnosed, they can do something different. For example, I had a meeting yesterday with the communications committee of Alliances at my home, and I made diabetic-friendly food. Now, the people that were at that meeting were not diabetic, but they left with full tummies, and they loved it. So we just didn't put crust on the quiche, and we served fresh strawberries with whipped cream that was sweetened with stevia in place of sugar. Everybody loved it.
Now, Kim, do you also do like one-on-one consulting? Because people, I'm sure, have so many questions. Like, for example, if I'm going to, the hardest thing I think is when you go out to eat and you're trying to figure out what to do. Is it something where you can do one-on-one consulting where someone could say, hey, I'm going to this restaurant. Here's the menu. Can you help me figure out what to even eat?
Absolutely. What I do with people, if they want a one-on-one consultation, is I sit down with a list of foods that are excellent to prevent diabetes, and we go through what they love, like, and hate, and we can build a personal diet plan for them around what they love, like, and hate.
I see.
The other thing that I do is take menus from restaurants and go through all of the criteria for keeping yourself healthy and not getting diabetes, and we look at those things specifically. And I even spoke to a group in a retirement center, and we went through the menu and chose things and held a class for the residents there so they could see if they're pre-diabetic or diabetic what to choose on the menu at the retirement center.
Great. And you're listening to the Alliances Hero Show with me, David Kogan, your host, where entrepreneurs align, and you may have the opportunity to meet Kim live in person at one of our regular roundtables, grand tables, and other experiences. Make sure you go to our website, alliances.com, the place where entrepreneurs align. That's ELIANCES.com. In fact, as she mentioned, Kim is a member of Alliances community. She's chair of the committee for communications. And maybe, Kim, why don't you express yourself of what it's like to be part of Alliances and maybe with the experiences? Because, you know, when you come and you speak at our roundtables, people just go, oh, and ah, they're like, whoa, because in some way or form, everybody can connect to you.
That's right, David. And I love Alliances. The roundtables are filled with people with energy and positivity, and they are looking for answers. They're looking for help, and they're looking for collaboration with the other members. And so what we do is we offer that support, and not just in our business, but also in our personal lives, things that affect our families and things that affect our health. And so inviting people to Alliances is one of the things I love to do more than anything, because when they come in, they experience a group of people that really doesn't exist anywhere else. You don't find people who are all passionate about making the world a better place like you find at Alliances.
Now, you also have a very talented daughter. In fact, your daughter sung the national anthem at one of our grand tables. Standing ovation, just incredible, well-talented, beautiful. What has your disease taught you about life that you hope your daughters will remember?
Well, they complained that when I was diagnosed with diabetes at the age of 44 that they couldn't have Pop-Tarts anymore. So I suppose that they'll remember that in maybe not such a positive way. But my girls know what to eat to be healthy. And actually, my daughter, who is the singer, is also a personal trainer. She's a certified personal trainer in fitness. And my other daughter is an actress and is in theater. They're very outgoing. They're very supportive of what I'm doing. And I just hope that they will pass on these healthy, you know, lifestyles to future generations and be a force in the world against diabetes.
Beautiful, beautiful family, well-talented and stuff. And Kim, you educated, you help so many people. You help a great deal of people get real with diabetes. Any 2 to 3 secrets of what people could do, though, right now, to maybe help prevent or to reverse or to just caution for those that may be a diabetic?
Well, there's 3 things that we find very important for diabetics. Number one, that they don't starve themselves and be hungry all the time, because that leads to temptation. So number one, choose foods that have a higher fat content. Don't be afraid to eat butter. Don't be afraid to eat red meat. Don't be afraid to eat dark chicken. Because when you get healthy fats and like avocados and olive oil, when you get those foods in your system, you aren't hungry, and eventually your body won't crave the sugar anymore.
Fantastic. Well, Kim, thank you so much for what you do, educating others and stuff. Truly incredible. Not to mention, too, is that you're a professional speaker. You're part of the National Speakers Association and do so much for the community and so much for the Alliances community. You can reach Kim Miner at kimminert.com. That's KIMMINERT.com. And this is David Hogue with the Alliances. And thank you to our famous producer, loopydocs.com.